Welcome to the Ross Chapman Audio Experience.
Hey, podcast listeners. The time has come. Google have released their Relay content, and it's looking really good. I'll put it in the show notes. But they start with explore the future of sprints and accelerated collaboration. And that speaks to the tone of what that workshop series was all about. It was about recognizing that we've had 10 years of design sprints, and the goal of the workshops were to investigate what the future may look like. And accelerated can be a buzzword, but I think the world is moving ever faster and the sprint needs to speed up. So it looks like a great resource. Again, I'll link it. Just to give some context, Google Relay was about inviting experts from the sprint community to work together and create new tools, share mindsets, and believe scenarios for the discipline going forward. There were 11 projects that outlined how that might look like and how teams can better work together. So on this, there's a project gallery, there's a number of topics that were covered. I particularly like the area around, there are a few usual ones. I try to be authentic with this podcast, so I'll give you my authentic view. You can't get past a event like this without talking about engagement and energy. And these are classic, to me, classic topics. Of course, someone's going to raise the view of Zoom fatigue. Someone's going to talk about the huge difference between working in person and working remotely. And there's some popular topics around inclusive design, which, you know, these are great refresher topics and topics that we can build upon. I'm more interested in the new areas of my topic was about improving design sprints with data, asking 5 simple questions to measure value. People talk about value exchange and creating value. Few talk about measuring it. And I think that's one to lean into. What else? Safety for authenticity, about fostering environments that make everyone feel safe. I still go to meetings that have no agenda, and I don't know how to prepare for that on the mental and communicative level. So, you know, I'm familiar with that, and I would appreciate that safety. Alison Coward, who is a phenomenal person within this community, she ran a workshop around facilitating asynchronously, and some of the content you need to look at will give you some words to what asynchronous really looks like within facilitation. There are a few recipes that they talked about. How could you, for example, run a design sprint but have synchronous and asynchronous activities? And actually, let's explore that, because I like the design sprint space. What does that look like in a synchronous and asynchronous environment? Pretty much take everything as synchronous, apart from what can happen without everyone's attention. Expert interviews, they could be done and recorded. Creating How Might We's, they could be done at your convenient time. Setting a target, that could be ideation, voting, again, outside of together time. Crazy Eights and sketching solutions, that's individual, together alone work, that can be done individually. Storyboarding, prototyping, that can be done without anyone. So I guess you could asynchronously put that together. I'm not sure there were any topics about prototyping. And I'm really keen on that, because nearly every day a product comes out on Product Hunt that is either prototyping something that was impossible, hard to do, or expensive to do, and can be done within a few clicks. or highlighting an existing tool. So prototyping. Interviews was in the asynchronous camp. That's really interesting because I, through the 150 design sprints I've run, I've found that interviews have been something that the team opt into. They don't prioritize it. I don't know why. I think it's the best part of the design sprint is hearing what real users think about the ideas and whether they think the prototype helps to start solve their problems. So that was the split, and I really liked those tangible outputs from this workshop. So great work, Alison and team. Platforms about future of collaboration. That's really interesting. I'll probably look at that at a later date. And accelerating collaboration when distributed over space and time. Really interesting. I want to highlight a bit about the subject that I covered. And let me just read the introduction, and that should set the scene. It's no secret that data rules all these days. And as we look to the future, products will become ever more data-driven. So how do we make sure our very human-powered sprint process keeps up with the demand for more complex contexts? By the way, that this is written really well. I didn't write it. Whoever wordsmithed this is ace. We explored how to demystify data for both sprint leaders and participants to enable better access to insights and new data sources within the context of the sprint. Absolutely. Our hope is that this will unlock the potential of data to better meet the changing needs of the future. To build upon that, in our introduction, we framed this challenge, and I want to share that because that does come from the conversations we had. And we recognize that one of the shortcomings of a design sprint is around the collection and information, and research that we can only deal with within the sharing within the room. So how might we tap into data and use insights gleaned to reach better outcomes? We recognize that a lot of design sprints now are for digital products and services. We recognize that those digital products and services are ever more complex. So have a look at what we put together. It was a two-day workshop. The session deck in the downloads area, we'll add some kind of view on it. And yeah, there's still the belief that remote design sprints can function better than in person. The deck goes through some kind of tools that you can treat it as a playbook. And what I didn't know, and what I'm happy to share, is that there are different types of data. You can't just say data and that's a problem solved. There's different types, and namely three types of data. Data-driven, where you know the answer you are seeking and it can be answered by data. Data-informed, where data is one of many inputs plus instinct plus gut. And thirdly, data-aware, acknowledging data and design. And yeah, I think this is the start of this process. I think, you know, there's a range of examples to choose from and tools. Google Trends, Answer the Public, consumer surveys. Something to explore and experiment with. I'm hoping to use the outputs of this session to build data into my future design sprints. I want design sprint 151 to have data either within the first few stages to lead the ideation. I believe that to get market fit, shouldn't you start with the market? You know, not just with your imagination and ideas. Shouldn't you be influenced by what the market is doing? Is that a Google Trends search? Is that a brief kind of lightning research round through talks, and also data-led prototyping, data-led user testing. I mean, what is the limit now? We could actually launch some of these prototypes. I've seen this in a few examples. You could launch more than one prototype at scale and siphon audience towards that. And I use that as a blunt kind of describer. You can use that in a much better way. I'm really interested in this area, as you can tell. Hope to share more on this. I just wanted to kind of share that with this audience. The Google Relay has launched, and please go to it and discover more about where the future of design sprints are likely going to go. Thanks for your interest. Hope you're well. Stay safe and speak soon.